Have you ever wondered why some ideas catch fire while others fade into obscurity? In today's attention-starved world, talent alone isn't enough. Just ask Patrick, the gifted singer eliminated from American Idol despite his undeniable vocal abilities. Simon Cowell's verdict was brutally honest. You have a good voice and you're a nice guy. You just didn't stand out from the crowd. This harsh reality defines our modern marketplace. We have just 60 seconds to convince someone we're worth their time, money, and attention. If we fail to capture interest in that crucial window, they're gone. The solution? Making your communication pop by ensuring it's purposeful, original, and pithy. Consider how Lynn Truss transformed a book about grammar into a bestseller with her clever title, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. Had she called it The Importance of Proper Punctuation, would you have picked it up? Being purposeful means clearly defining your destination before setting out. Without this clarity, your message will meander and fail to connect. To achieve this clarity, complete what Sam Horn calls your W-9 form by answering 9 critical questions about your offering, problem solved, value proposition, audience, identity, competitors, potential resistance, purpose, and desired actions. Answering these questions thoroughly creates a comprehensive language bank that explains what you want to say or sell. Being specific about desired actions increases the likelihood they'll happen, as vague requests rarely translate into calls, purchases, or support. If you're like everybody else, what do they need you for? Bernadette Peters' wisdom captures why originality matters in today's marketplace. One effective technique for creating distinctive terminology is alphabetizing core words, running them through the alphabet to transform ordinary products into memorable brands. This technique helped Sam Horn transform her Dealing with Difficult People presentation into the trademarked Tung Fu. General Mills similarly created Go-Gurt from yogurt, reinforcing their on-the-go positioning. Other successes include Forget-Me-Nots for doorknob notepads, Daddle for apparent-sized saddle, and Yappy Hour for dog-friendly social events. You can also create brand-new terms by discarding conventional spelling. Disney's Volunteers program exemplifies this approach, reinforcing their Mickey Mouse brand. When creating new words, immediately secure their domain names. Protecting your intellectual property is essential in today's digital marketplace. Transform how you introduce yourself by comparing your offering to something familiar, what Sam Horn calls the Valley Girl technique. She discovered this when a concierge described Dave & Buster's as like Chuck E. Cheese's for adults. In 7 words, he perfectly explained the concept and created instant understanding. State Farm exemplified this approach with, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, connecting their company to the trusted support neighbors provide. The technique gets its name from Southern California teenagers explaining things by saying, it's like, you know. The most effective marketing often comes from listening to what people already say. When career coach Julie Jansen needed a book title, Horn asked what she frequently heard from clients. The answer, I don't know what I want, but I know it's not this, became her perfect title, instantly resonating with readers. Listen for what your clients repeatedly say, whether complaints like, oh, my aching back for a chiropractor, or aspirational phrases like crests, look, ma, no cavities. The most effective conversational catchphrases contain emotional immediacy and natural exclamations. When people can visualize your message, they're more likely to remember it. As Aristotle noted, the soul never thinks without a mental picture. Insurance companies Aflac and Geico transformed their abstract names into memorable brands by creating visual mascots, a duck and a gecko, giving their companies relatable personalities that connect with customers. Strong brand names create instant mental images. Gorilla Glue communicates strength through a powerful visual metaphor, while Blue Man Group's name reinforces their most distinctive feature. Both names work because they instantly evoke clear mental pictures. Complex ideas can become memorable through visual acronyms. A 3-step process for remembering names becomes ICN, commit, attention on the face, and numerous repetitions. Freakonomics demonstrates these principles with its coined title, provocative subtitle, and cover showing an apple revealing an orange inside, visually representing how things are often different than they appear. The most enduring messages combine clarity with musicality. Using alliteration, rhythm, and rhyme creates phrases that stick in people's minds. Alliteration, words starting with the same sound, creates memorable phrases that feel complete. Examples like Moms in Motion with its fun, fitness, philanthropy motto, and brands like Bed Bath & Beyond show how alliterative names provide natural memory hooks. Rhythmic slogans become permanent fixtures in our memory. Alka-Seltzer's I Can't Believe I Ate the Whole Thing and Johnny Cochran's If It Doesn't Fit, You Must Acquit work because they use simple words with distinctive cadence that's easy to remember and repeat. Rhyming structures enhance memorability, as seen in Bruce Tuckman's Forming, Storming, Norming, Performing model. The most effective messages are airtight, alliteration, inflection, rhyme, creating one-liners that brand themselves in your audience's mind. The ultimate goal of pop communication is to inspire action, focusing on serving and making a difference rather than impressing others. Stories transform abstract concepts into vivid experiences that create human connection. Rebecca Morgan's chocolate chip cookie marketing story demonstrates this by contrasting aggressive selling with the natural appeal of fresh baked aromas. When we say, for example, we switch from passive observation to active engagement, making ideas concrete and memorable. The most effective stories follow Campbell's hero's journey, a protagonist overcoming challenges. To create lasting impact, use segues to shift from your perspective to the customer's. Open-ended you questions engage listeners, while juxtaposition makes complex information visually digestible by placing concepts side by side. Purposeful communication conveys your essence and positions you positively. Original ideas help you stand out rather than compete in crowded niches. Pithy messages respect short-term memory's 7-bit limit. The most memorable slogans, diamonds are forever, just do it, use fewer than 7 words. Test your message by sharing it and gauging reactions. If eyes light up, you've got pop. If people can't repeat it, they won't remember your business. At a networking event, Michelle Powers of Nutrient Chef demonstrated this perfectly. While others gave lengthy speeches, she let satisfied clients share how her meal prep services transformed their health and family lives. Her show, don't tell approach had people lining up. In a world of 60-second impressions, being purposeful, original, and pithy is essential. These pop techniques help your ideas stand out, ensuring you get what you want, need, and deserve. The challenge isn't having value to offer, it's making that value impossible to ignore.